It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. With Michigan poised to become the country's 24th so-called right-to-work state, thousands of protesters have flooded the state capitol to demonstrate against the legislation. We're joined now by Katie Oppenheim, a registered nurse and president of the University of Michigan Nurses Union. Katie, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So what is the MNA's position on this legislation?
For Michigan Nurses Association and for all nurses, this is about our patients. This is about having the ability through collective bargaining to be able to safely take care of our patients by having appropriate staffing, having appropriate rest between shifts so that you're not working 20 hours in a row, having safety equipment so that we can carefully take care of our patients and their families, protect our bodies. This is really about our patients and being able to safely take care of them. So when we are not able to have a voice at the table around taking care of our patients, then the corporatization of healthcare just becomes more apparent. And that is something that we have been able to sort of fend off through collective bargaining. So this is a sad day in Michigan.
When you say the corporatization of healthcare, what do you mean by that?
So what I mean by that is where hospitals and health systems are more concerned about the bottom line than about the patient care. We know that as registered nurses, we are the best people to determine how to best take care of our patients in the hospital. In this corporate model of healthcare, the main interest is in how much money is made or lost.
Katie, Governor Snyder and Republican leaders in the House and Senate said they'd been in conversation with both business and union leaders prior to deciding to move forward with this legislation. Was anyone from your organization invited into those discussions?
No, definitely not.
Now, this legislation doesn't dissolve unions. Basically, it gives people the option to join or not to join. And one of the arguments for the legislation is that unions are going to be forced to make their case to workers. How do you respond to that?
So for us as nurses, we will continue to do what we've always done. We've had to fight for everything that we have for 150 years. We will be here in Lansing and all wherever we need to be, making sure people understand how important collective bargaining is to what they currently have. So it will be an ongoing battle starting today, tomorrow, and moving towards 2014 when we as nurses and labor in the state and non-labor will work hard to make sure that we replace the legislators who've turned Michigan into a corporation.
But is there anything to that argument that this is an opportunity for unions to make a stronger case to workers and to be, I guess, perhaps a little more accountable to the people they represent?
Well, we know that when we are negotiating with our employers, we're talking about how we can best have what we need to best take care of the patients. So we believe that we will just continue to do what we've already done in terms of talking to our members about this and continue to have people be members as they are now.
What will be the next step for your union and other unions in the state?
So what we will do is, as I mentioned before, we will make sure that the rest people that haven't been so involved understand that, you know, by doing this, we've just handed our state over to Dick DeVos, the Koch brothers, hospital CEOs. That this blow to the middle class is only the beginning. We will continue to march forward in whatever ways we need to let the legislature know that we do not want Michigan to be a corporation. This is a state of the people. We want to continue to bring back the middle class in Michigan, and we're going to do whatever we need to do on a variety of fronts, legislatively and otherwise, to make sure that Michigan is returned to the people.
Katie Oppenheim is a registered nurse and president of the Nurses Union at the University of Michigan. She joined us from anti-right-to-work protests taking place in Lansing today. Katie, thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.